Hey, good morning, everyone. Dave Weiner here. It is Tuesday, September 20th, 2016. So I want to describe as best as I can what I have in mind for embedding the first presidential debate next Monday. So here's the idea. I want to create a website or web page, it's no different, that has it's really very simple and technologically is not unprecedented. I want to say that up front. I'm not claiming this is a technical innovation. It's an editorial innovation is what I have in mind. So anyway, on the left-hand side of the screen is the video of the presidential debate. And on the right-hand side of the screen is a chat window. And the chat window automatically updates when anybody that's in the chat posts something new to the stream. And the key thing here is that it's not an open chat. It's not open to anybody. I want to use this as a bootstrap to try to identify a group of intelligent people who are interested in media and also have some knowledge about the politics and are willing to do some searches and sort of on-the-fly reporting while the debate is going on. And I don't know how they will use it. I don't intend on there being any limits on how they use it. The idea is that if you give it to creative, knowledgeable, hardworking, excitable people, what will they do with it? And I have some people in mind, and it's a bootstrap, and so it all kind of depends on getting the right people there. That's the whole trick, right? So anyway, in order to pull this off, the chat part I can do. I have plenty of good technology for that, and mostly from 1999.io, and because actually 1999.io, underneath it all, is a chat program. I mean, I'm not sure how many people realize that, but it is. And it has all the instant updating features that you need for a chat app. It started life as a chat app, basically. It did that before it did blogging. So I should be able to pull it together from that side relatively quickly. You know, knock wood, nothing ever goes as quickly as you think it would. But, you know, this is like a moon mission project. There's a deadline, and it's Monday, and I like that. That helps get things done. So, okay, so I just saw from Andrea Lopez, who has been an absolute gift in this project. I would be completely lost without her help. She obviously has done a lot of work in this area and is very, very generous with her knowledge and with her time. And I really, really appreciate that. So she posted a link to a Variety article that says that ABC News is going to be live streaming all of the debates using Facebook Live, which is great. She also says it'll probably be on YouTube as well. So the question is, I guess there are like two questions, all right? So on the day of the debate, how quickly can we link this website that doesn't exist yet to the live stream for the debate? I mean, if there's any delay on it, I think the whole project falls. It has to be real time and it has to be linked up right away. So that's question number one. If we could have the link in advance, well, then that would make it a lot better, a lot easier, a lot more reliable. I would trust it a lot more. I wouldn't feel like I have to scramble in that instant between the debate going live, or if there was an hour lead up beforehand, that would be even better. Or it would be okay too, as if, you know, the live stream goes online an hour before the debate, so we have a chance to actually, you know, debug the connection in case there are any problems, we get a chance to fix them. Okay, so then the second question is, how are we going to test this? In other words, as I'm developing it, I'm going to need to have some live streams to play with, and I'm going to need to get some commentators to participate in it, and these probably won't be the stars. I mean, you know, who do I want? I want the people who are, I published a list a few days ago, I think, of the reporters who are doing it right, who are making an incredible contribution to the journalism of the 2016 election by, you know, going exactly where the story leads them, as opposed to getting caught up in narratives and things like that, or feeding narratives, which I think is completely irresponsible malpractice on the part of the journalism world, that they're getting locked up in their own little, they're breathing their own fumes, basically. And I'm not interested in their fumes. I mean, I guess I have to be, because they do move the polls. They absolutely do. They control, but they really shouldn't be doing that. They should be going out and getting data and just doing their jobs and forgetting so much about like what effect it has on the electorate. And they should be watching the polls just like the rest of us do. You know, anyway, there are certain people, like I off the top of my head, well, there's Nate Silver, of course. Really everything that 538 produces is first class. There's Kurt Eichenwald at Newsweek, just did a great report. Osnos at The New Yorker just did a report on the first term of President Trump. I thought, thank God, somebody is actually looking at that. David Farenthold at The Washington Post, another great example. He's digging into all of the charities that that Trump has. So I don't know. I think you get the Josh Marshall. Pretty much if Josh Marshall, the Talking Point memo, writes something. Because what I like about what Marshall is doing is that he's reading everybody else and basically providing a context for what they're doing. I try to read a lot, but you know, I'm not as comprehensive as he is. I'm not as knowledgeable as he is, and so I will read pretty much anything he writes, because I know he's thoughtful. I know he's, you know, he's meaning that he's thinking all the time, and he's reading. So these are the kind of people I'm looking for. I mean, that would be my dream. I don't own this. I don't want to own this. The whole idea is to bootstrap the second screen. That's fundamentally, I mean, this is, I wrote a piece, it was a tweet, I think, saying that we've given up on discourse on the net. Our sort of assumption is that everything that happens on Twitter is nastiness, and you know, a lot of it certainly is, but there is a lot of thoughtful stuff that happens there, and the question is how to distill that. And I don't want to do it by curation, by curation of tweets. I want to do it by curation of people, and you know, so if I know somebody has a track record for, you know, being thoughtful. I mean, Matt Yglesias, for example, unbelievable. Pretty much everything he writes about, you know, the election. It's just, not, you know, I don't agree with all of it. Obviously, I say that. I wonder why people say that about me. Well, they say it because I read the guy, even because sometimes I don't agree with him. Because I like to be stimulated. I like to think. And I like to believe that my mind can change. This is, you know, I mean, my mind can change. It has changed, you know, things. I've learned things. I've been open to things. And, you know, and have had that effect. So, you know, but on that said, Yglesias is, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing his name right, but he pretty much always has something interesting to say. Let's put it that way. And he would be more than welcome in this. And Brian Stelter at CNN would be awesome, especially because it's, you know, this will be media about media too. You know, because it all feeds back in the, you know, the candidates will talk about the media. Maybe they'll only be talking about the media. Who knows? You know, I'm looking to create some really exciting programming. I want to bootstrap something new. And, you know, to my credit, I have some experience with doing that, having driven the bootstrap to blogging and to podcasting and to RSS. I mean, you know, maybe I can help do this, and believe me, we need this. We desperately need this. We need that second screen, and we need it now, and it needs to work, and so we can do that. So anyway, that's the idea, and this will be my podcast for it, and so I think I've laid out what I'm trying to do, and if you have any ideas on how we can solve problem number one, problem number two, then I don't know. Let me know. Find a way. There's the About page, the About panel on scripting.com. You know, there's multiple tabs there. I've recently updated the About panel there, and it has good current information about how to contact me and how to communicate with me. So I'm trying to be more careful about that these days and make myself easier to find. So And I do occasionally put comments on posts where I'm seeking information. Maybe I will allow for comments on this post. We'll see. All right, everybody. Thanks very much for listening. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.